Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 42 for November 7th, 2009. Think of it as a hose. TWiT Army and beyond. Is that just in my head or is Colleen playing?
That's a great way to start a show. Hello, everyone.
It's TWiT 42, which is supposed to be the answer to the universe, but I have a feeling we are not going to be coming up with anything coherently answery.
We're going to solve anything because neither one of us are making a lick of sense today.
And what's your excuse? Are you just insane?
No, I, you know, I don't have things much gotten together recently, Sarah.
Like your language, like stringing together of a sentence.
I got stuff all got.
I got all stuff in. No, Sarah, bad. No.
Big Chief make good sense. Welcome to episode 42 of TWiF. They say it's the answer to the universe. This is Douglas Adams saying, I don't believe
that's it. That's his little. And then everyone's disappointed because that's all it was the whole time. You know, empires had been built. But 42 is a good number. Damon Berger, who you and I both know, that's his favorite number. So I always still kind of go.
He is 42 what years old.
Berg? 42.
Correct.
What's that?
Damon Berger is 42 years old.
Oh, I think he's older than that. I think 42 is like where he felt like he was, you know, at his best.
That's when he started to lose his hair.
No, that was 22.
You know, Sarah, I'll yes. tell you what I like about this show.
I've never had any idea what you like about it, so please explain.
I don't know what anyone likes about this show, but relative to the other shows on this network, those shows all week long. Leo and the gang, and you know, you got your Ed Bott and your Paul Thurrott, a bunch of clowns teching it up.
Name Bott. I mean, please.
Ed Bott.
Come on.
Ed Bott.
Bott and Thrive.
All we talk about is Windows and tech. And it's
did I just
all
pay
about,
$10 to go to the punchline, or is this some sort of a technical network?
It's defragging and updating of the kernels and repartition. I say leave that to Steve Gibson.
Steve Gibson can handle it. On his own. Thank you very much. Don't pull me into your mess, Steve. It's your security and you secure it.
If you're so insecure that you need to talk about security all the time, there's something going on there. It doesn't take a psychologist to.
No, it doesn't. It sure doesn't. It doesn't even take a half-wit.
This show, we like to have fun, and that's why we call it This Week in Fun. It's just sort of kickback. It's the end of the week.
Right. You know, because a lot of people, Marty, have kind of said to us, well, can you describe what fun is? Because fun is really relative term, blah, 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 wham, wham, wham. And it's like, you know what? Fun is different things to different people. That's clear. This is our kind of fun, and we hope that it's your kind of fun as well, at least most of the time.
Let's get into some of the top stories of the week. Talk
Love
about
to.
Fun. This is one of my favorite stories of the entire week, Sarah. And that's why
Martin,
I'm going to
kick you,
up.
By the way, were a story-finding fiend this week. Martin
handpicked
all of these out in his fun garden out back. And I mean, we got some ripe fruit.
Sarah, speaking of ripe, do you like the way I smell? Find that my aroma, my musk, my scent, does it stir anything in you? Does it?
No.
I mean,
when you say, how do I smell? As long as, you know, you don't smell like whiskey breath, I don't even think you smell like anything. It stirs nothing. But the whiskey I don't like, it sort of stirs anger. But that's only when you're drinking.
There's not some sort of a attraction that is engendered with you when I come within nasal range or anything like this?
No, certainly not.
No.
That I can say,
really?
You know, with a really ironclad 100%, no.
That's
it's not because you smell bad. I'm just not attracted to your man scent in a biological way. Why do you ask?
Because I wear Axe. I wear Axe.
Oh, the Axe body spray. The body spray that makes...
The
commercial, you know, and commercials are supposed to be true, right? If you wear the Axe body spray, women, you know, in the streets of New York City will chase you and, you know, like tear your tie off and stuff.
It's always worked for me. And that's why I'm surprised that it has a few. Well, it has not worked for a man over in India by name of Vaibhav Betty. He's 26 years old. He's suing the company who makes Axe.
Because he didn't get any game.
£26,000. That's about $50,000. Suing Unilever for, quote, depression and psychological damage caused by the lack of any Lynx effect. Lynx is what they call Axe in England.
I see. So, and they're using the English
stuff. He's suing them. He says, the company cheated me because in its advertisements, it says women will be attracted if you use Axe. I used it for 7 years.
It's just a big old
girl came to me.
I mean, come on. You know, like, are you serious that Axe would honestly be the answer to getting laid, dude? I mean, you are just a lame-o in so many ways. Sue the pharmaceutical company that put together the chemicals for this. You got a case, buddy. Best of luck. By the way, I bet I know why. I mean, assuming that in India, Axe body spray is used with some success by other people, he's wearing too much. If there's anything that a guy can do to make it just awful for women around him, wear too much Axe body spray. It's the worst thing in the world. You stink.
Is there any kind of man spray cologne kind of stuff that you actually do like?
Oh, yes.
Like a Dracar Noir?
No. That stopped in 7th grade.
Polo?
No.
You like it when men wear cologne? Really?
I like it when men wear... Here's the thing. You know, a guy walks past you in a room cologne lingers. That's too much. It's when the guy just kind of... you have a little linger, you hug him, or there's a little something that over time with repetitive, you know, your brain learns that a guy smells this way and you find pleasant, you know, you have pleasant feelings about this person. Oh, it's the best. I like those kinds of colognes, but it's all about association and a good scent. You know, something expensive. Go down to Neiman's and get yourself some big boy cologne and leave the Axe at home.
I
don't know. I'm sure at frat parties, Axe is killing right now.
Do you wear perfume? You wear Charlie, right?
I wear a perfume called 68.
68? That's
yeah.
One away from...
I don't think it's supposed to be a Ha Ha 69 thing. It's from a Parisian brand. And it's supposed to be 68 different fragrance notes. Inside. It smells delish. I actually almost put some on like before I sat down to do the show, just, you know, because the cologne, it's just a nice little extra last step when you're out the door. And then I thought, that is psychotic, Sarah. Stop being a crazy person. And I just sat down instead. What do you wear, Marty?
For real,
you wear like Old Spice, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't wear anything.
You don't wear Old Spice?
No, I don't wear. I don't wear cologne.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I think I might have some every once in a while. If Old Spice body wash is on sale, I will buy that.
Ew, that is so disgusting.
Typically, what's on sale? I just like to be clean.
I too am a fan of being clean. I don't care if there's really fragrance. I mean, if we're moving over into the soap arena, the shower gel portion of the show, I don't even want scent really. I just want to be clean.
Molly one time bought me scentless shower gel at Whole Foods. I don't see the point of that.
But you're getting clean.
I guess, but I want to be able to smell myself that I've gotten clean. Like, you know, before I smelled like a bar room, you know, I was like or whatever, like booze, whatever from the night before. I want to be able to smell that smell come off of me with like, you know, a citrus or a Old Spice or a pomegranate, whatever it is. And if you use the unscented, you can't tell.
You know, Smurf Park in our chat room just said what I was going to say, or he wrote. Yeah, imagine tasteless toothpaste. You need something to know it works.
Thank you.
Good point, because tasteless toothpaste, I'd probably never brush again. I have moss mouth all up and down the block. I need that winter mint, or else I shouldn't even bother.
Did you hear about these Yelp fights?
Sure did. So there's always, you know, historically Yelp has kind of had this like, there's infighting, you know, between restaurant owners and maybe, you know, the rival Chinese restaurant across the street that might be leaving unsavory and unethical Yelp reviews or people who just have it out for other people. You find one of those Yelp threads every once in a while, and it's kind of fun. You sit back, you have a little popcorn like, you know, the Yelpers are at it again. But you don't really imagine that it's going to go into the physical world of violence, do you?
No. No, it's all virtual. People think that they can say anything they want on a site like Yelp. They use pseudonyms. Sometimes they put your real picture up there. But you don't know. You say you're pretty safe. And people get really snarky. It's like you walk into somebody's business, their livelihood. They take pride in what they do. They put their
pride
life savings
in this.
Pride of ownership. You know, the chef, obviously, it works very, very hard. People go in there like, 2 stars. Worst food ever. Tasted like ass. The waitress was a dick. You know?
And the restaurant could be ruined because of that, you know?
Exactly. And enough people do that, and the restaurant gets ruined. No one's going to go to the restaurant anymore because it becomes a 2-star restaurant. What the hell are you doing?
That's true, and it's unfair. It's unfair.
It is unfair. I think that Yelp has a little bit, well,
they have a little responsibility. Is that what you were going to go into?
A little bit. So, continue with the story with the bookshop owner.
Let's hear it. I want a story.
Oh, you don't know the rest of the story.
I don't know anything.
I thought you were up on this.
I'm here like you're like on the stage for me performing, and I'm just gonna clap and be like, "What's the next story?"
This guy Sean C. That's his Yelp handle. He goes on Yelp, and he says some things that aren't very nice about this woman's bookshop. You know, the place is kind of a mess. Why do they have a travel guide from 1982?
Ooh,
all this sort of stuff. Could have been worse.
If they really do have a travel section from 1982, it's kind of Yelp worthy.
Well, right?
You know, yeah.
Yeah. So the lady, he gives the store 2 stars. Well, the lady, like, really, you know, she reads it. And then she responds like, it's like, why don't you come here and say it to my face? Are you too much of a coward? Did it ever occur to you that I am facing a very serious personal problem and I need some help with the cleaning here and I have no money to pay for any help because business is bad and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so it got very uncute.
It got really heated. It keeps going. What's the problem? Why are you writing me these mean things to me? Do you not have a girlfriend? Are you divorced? I can see why. And she keeps going. World of pain. Well, you sure spread pain to others. You are too much of a P word to come in here and speak to me directly. Goodbye, P-word boy. I will be contacting your employers.
Oh.
And she keeps going on and on and on and on. And then, Sarah, and this is the best part, the woman shows up at Eric C's house, bursts into his house, and starts to fight him.
So basically, I mean, no one's even thinking rationally at this point. Some guy thought this woman had a dirty, you know, place of establishment. And people are hurt, getting hurt. I mean, this is why sometimes the internet isn't good for everybody.
Well, I mean, this lady's has got to be kind of nuts, and it's a sad, but I mean, the truth of the matter is, if you own a bookstore in this day and age, you got to be slightly touched. You know, as much as I hate to say that because I love going to bookstores, it's not a good business to be in. When's the last time you bought a book in a bookstore?
Actually, not that long ago.
Really? You did? Good for you.
I did.
Like when you picked up a barrel, like Christopher's Books, great store, stuff like that.
I always buy something just for the pleasant time I've spent in there.
Right. But you can get it at Amazon for 30% off.
I know.
And it's delivered. I have like the Amazon Prime. It's delivered.
I like how you said anybody running a bookstore has got to be a little touched.
That's true. I mean, it's
touched with the nostalgia of when bookstores were working.
Yeah. It's difficult business. I mean, God bless these people for doing it because I would love to own a bookstore. I mean, I think that would be a great job. I would like to sit there all day and read books and talk to the people who come in.
Totes.
I would like to own an antique store. I would like to do, you know, there's all kinds. I think that would be a fun way to live. But
absolutely.
It's just not a great vocation right now. And this lady, I mean, this whole story right here, really, it just kind of, it's the whole changing of the economic order through the internet sort of summed up, distilled in this one event of this argument and this lady showing up to the Yelpers and punching them in the face. It's a beautiful story.
I like it. A lot. I think justice and the American way and anything else that sounds like a cop drama related line has been done.
Here's the thing I don't understand, though. How did this lady find out where Eric C. lives?
There's this analog thing that people do. I swear to God, it still happens. Called stalking.
But how did she stalk him? Because
maybe she has a sister who dated his friend a few years ago, and for whatever reason, she always remembered his last name because it reminded her of this Easter party that she had when she was a little kid.
No. That's crazy. That's a stupid theory. My theory is that she probably looked at all of his other Yelp reviews and went to all those businesses sleuthing it out.
Don't say the S-L-U-E word. I hate that word.
You don't like the word sleuth?
Like my least favorite word ever. I hate it.
Sleuth? I love sleuth.
Oh,
why don't
stop.
You like sleuth?
Oh,
what's wrong with sleuth?
It sounds like disgusting things like slugs and poop, puke. I hate it. I hate it so much. I've always hated it, by the way. I'm not just on drugs, and now I don't like that word. And, you know, growing up reading Nancy Drew books, people of, you know, my approximate age, you will understand that Nancy Drew books would drop the S-L-U-E word like all over in every single episode or book or chapter or whatever. And it made me crazy. I mean, I loved and loathed Nancy for those reasons. So that.
I loved Nancy Drew.
Oh, remember her two friends, Betts, who was fat, And then George, who was a girl, but her name was George for no reason. And she was butchy, but nobody ever called her a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I used to fantasize about
you can't write this stuff anymore. This is old school stuff. Oh, Nancy.
Did you ever have a crush on the Hardy Boys?
I didn't read the Hardy Boys. I only read Nancy Drew stuff.
Do you ever want to go try to crack a case with the Hardy Boys?
No, but aren't they making some dumb movie about it?
We'll do a little sleuthing.
You know, every time you say that word, my eyes get a little lower behind these glasses. Eventually, I will just stop responding. It's like, Sarah, what do you think about that funny Florida story? Sarah?
We do have a good Florida story coming up, I promise you.
Good,
we are going to have a really good Florida story.
No show can be complete. And besides, we should tell folks, you and I were kind of talking about, hey, you know, we should sometimes do fun, real theme twiffs. We thought next week we could do a very special twiff, This Week in Florida, which doesn't even necessarily have to be like whatever's happened in Florida in the last week. It could be best of Florida for reals. That might be kind
That's
of fun.
That's right.
I like the idea too.
Should we just skip right to the Florida story?
Yes.
Now that we're on it?
Most certainly.
There's a flasher in Florida, Sarah. A flasher in Florida.
You guys got to listen pet special close to this one.
He's in a van. Of course he's in a van. And two women in the parking lot see him. They think that he's flashing. They call the police. The cop comes. He says, what are you doing flashing these women? You know what his excuse was?
This is a great defense.
This is okay. He used the explosive diarrhea defense.
Listen, I had
he said,
explosive,
I have explosive diarrhea. I cannot put
I
my
pants
on. I
had to take off all of my clothing in order to clean up this awful mess. Listen, are you going to argue with a guy who just had explosive diarrhea all over himself? They think this is lewd. This is just me trying to clean up and save whatever is left of my dignity, which is very little.
This is the best part. The cop who showed up did a little sleuthing. And he found that the guy's underwear that he was supposedly had removed in order to clean off the ED
had no poop on it.
No residue.
There was no explosive anything except an explosive desire to be a, you know, what do they call those people? Extrovert? No.
May have been some explosive something.
There's a word for it, right? Exhibitionist. Yeah. See, I do remember things. Yes.
That's a good story. That might be my favorite story of the week. And that happened in Florida.
Of the week. I mean, I'd like to see anything better before Christmas. Explosive diarrhea excuse.
Flashers, I mean, vans, explosive diarrhea.
Here's the thing.
Not at all.
If we can just take how good the story is a step further.
That's this show.
Explosive diarrhea. I know. It's better than fiction. This show, you know, we like to laugh about, you know, how awful something you know, like explosive diarrhea would be. You know, explosive diarrhea, I think we can all agree across the board, very unpleasant thing. Nobody wants that. And I love how the guy was like, holy shit, how am I going to get out of this? I'm going to have to pull out the explosive diarrhea one. You know, like he was like, I really want you to believe that this happened to me. I really did.
I gotta go deep with this one.
Good times, Florida. God, I gotta get down there one of these days. We are missing out some serious fun.
Is there a picture of the guy, Colleen? Is there a mugshot or anything? Can we see
him? I saw one. He didn't look good.
Do we have that? I thought I remember seeing a picture of this guy.
Well, there's a picture of him in the article that you sent me.
There is a picture in the article. It's kind of funny to picture, you know, see a guy's face and like, you know, there he is there. And then, okay, now you look in his face and like, now you can see, you know.
This is the kind of guy, who will use the explosive diarrhea defense.
It's like a guy, you know, who's recently suffered from explosive diarrhea.
Oh, no, he hasn't suffered from anything of the kind. Just a just a real, real strong desire for us to think he did. It's so crazy, it just might work.
Do you think that he, like, you know, he had that one sort of in his back pocket? He's probably been doing this flashing for a while, and he's like, you know, if I ever get caught, or did that just sort of, is that the first thing that sprung into his head?
Because here's the thing. I mean,
did he draw this up on graph paper?
He could have said something like, I have incontinence and I peed myself. I mean, explosive diarrhea is so graphic.
That's the thing. It's not an easy thing. You can't really, you know, there'd be evidence all over the white van.
Just think of it. Oh.
Doesn't take Nancy Drew to sleuth this one out.
I think that there is a real moral to be learned here, everyone. Folks watching at home and those listening later. If you are in a situation, something of your, you know, your own doing, and you may have to pull out the, listen, it's not what it looks like, I have explosive diarrhea, you might want to rethink what you're about to do.
if you gotta go to the explosive diarrhea well one too many times.
Right. Which was probably premeditated. This was probably something that had been thought through. I don't know if explosive diarrhea just comes to the tip of my tongue when I'm in a jam.
There is a real, the country is not going in the right direction. This is indicative.
Yes.
This is indicative. Nice graphic.
I'm just going to believe that you guys are on fire from there.
And this next story, I mean, this is just... Sarah, I'm just going to come right out and say it. 75% of potential Army recruits are either too fat or too sickly to serve in the military.
Okay.
75%. Too fat, too sickly, or have too much explosive diarrhea to serve in the military.
Nobody wants an explosion in the pants when you're in the trench.
Of the nation, 17 to 24 years old. They just couldn't do it. They can't do the sit-ups. They can't do the push-ups. They can't 75% run.
75% of people 17 to 24?
Would you look at the stretch marks on that picture? That is awful.
I am shocked. I'm shocked and appalled. Hold on a second. Being severely obese can be being sickly. You know what I mean? There's a bit of a crossover there. So what do they mean by sickly? Like, you know, this guy's obese. This guy has a heart murmur and neither of them can join.
No,
or
I think
is it like this guy's obese and so he's got diabetes?
I think it means basically too fat or just too damn weak to be able to serve well enough. I mean, these people, they can't serve in the military, but they'll kick your ass in Call of Duty. That's the kind of person we're talking about here.
This is somebody get a senator on the horn, because I think we've got something good here about video games negatively affecting our governments able to serve abroad, overseas, across the pond. Call up somebody. Martin, you know more senators than I do.
I know some senators down in Florida that could probably address this problem.
Mm-hmm. I think that is... it's
so what would happen, let's say, God forbid, we had to draft people
God forbid.
I mean, do you not draft 75% of these people? I mean, do you get out of the Army? Can you get out of military service because you're too fat or sickly? They still take you, right? You just got to go through the boot camp and you got to lose the weight.
You know, I know somebody who...
I don't know. I'm sure we have people in the military in our audience here.
No, but what I was saying, and please forgive, first of all, that I had
to... So they say a soldier guy says boot camp has a fat farm and you lose it.
Well, I know a guy who went to... he went to Camp Pendleton. He wanted to join the Marines. And he was not in really terrible weight to start off with. But, you know, I mean, he certainly had some getting fit to do. And, I mean, they ran him. I mean, he lost so much weight. And, I mean, it was so intense that he, like, had a stroke in the heat and had to get a medical discharge. I mean, it's no joke. Yeah. You are going to lose the chunk if you're going to get through boot camp. Maybe they just figure if there's so much to lose and so much work to do, they don't even want to bother with you. They want someone who's at least sort of fit going into it.
A lot of people are joining the Army right now with the economy too. And a lot of people are like, you know, I guess they're not being let in. They're not being let in.
Well,
not a lot of career.
This whole thing is going to have to get figured out and soon.
I may have to join the military. If I can't,
would you run the radio station?
Well, I would. I'd rather see the newspaper.
Good morning, Iraq.
You good at that, good right? Morning, you should do that. Hey, anyone out there who knows the military stuff, when they do a draft, how old is too old to be drafted?
Let's be anyone too know? Old.
Anyone have any idea?
I don't know if there's an actual limit. First guy says 87. Next guy says 25. Come on.
Someone says 30. 34? Oh, I'm 34. Somebody else says 40. I think it's more like 40.
40 probably sounds about right. And it's probably something that, you know, it's less about physical stuff and more about, you know, families and.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. They don't seem to care too much about leaving families behind.
I'm too fat and sickly anyway, so I don't have to worry about it. Wow. It is indicative, though, of how bad the job market is that the bunch of fats and weaks are having to join the military. And here's another indication of that. A man who worked at Blockbuster Video, Aaron Sieber is his name, is 27-year-old Denver area man. He was skateboarding.
This story is, it's fun and it's sad.
Yeah, he was skateboarding a couple of days ago. He fell off his skateboard and he ripped his uniform pants. Oh. There he is right there. There's this mugshot. He was so terrified that he was going to get written up and lose his job.
Yeah.
Because he ripped his pants, that he decided to stab himself in the leg. He stabbed himself, gave himself a bad cut in the leg, showed up at work and said he had just been attacked by three Hispanic males.
Interesting. Now,
so he wouldn't get in trouble for ripping his trousers. He didn't want to lose his job. It's Blockbuster.
He didn't want to lose his job at Blockbuster. Now,
go down the other end of the plaza, work at Subway.
I don't know. I mean, anything.
Yes, I said Hispanic. That's a quote from the article.
Right. He's the one saying that they're Hispanic. Well, we not know if they were or not. Now, I think, now, somebody out there, maybe you're going to all the right blockbusters, and I'm not, but the last few Blockbusters I've been in, and honestly, it's only been a handful of times in the last few years because I, you know, do a lot of Netflixing and whatnot. But, I mean, they hate their jobs. These people are unhappy, blatantly rude at times. I have had tapes thrown at me and, you know, lots of drawn on eyebrows. And I mean, they're mean. And I don't know why I feel so sorry for this guy.
I know the drawn on eyebrow woman you're talking about. 16th of Betrayal Blockbuster. Unbelievable. Smack in the gum. She's crazy, right?
Totally batshit crazy. Yes. I mean, we have to be talking about
her.
The same one. Well, she is particularly insane in the membrane.
And there's a few other ones who work in that Blockbuster, Sarah.
That are
they
not
would not
much
be
better.
Allowed in the military. I'm just going to say that.
Because they should not be doing much of anything. I don't even know what they're doing in there.
I don't know how they restock the DVDs on the shelves without getting winded.
Well, what I want to know is why this kid can't walk over to Jamba Juice and get a nice Jamba Juice server apron and just stay out of that Blockbuster. That Blockbuster is going to be nothing but a life of heartache for him.
I'm going to go in there and get shot when I go in that Blockbuster.
People get shot around that Blockbuster. I mean, it's true. It happens.
It's right on top of a Boston Market.
Marty, your mic is doing that dumb thing. And yeah, the Boston Market is just the icing on the cake that the Blockbuster is on top of the Boston Market. Makes me want it.
How's that?
Punch a wall.
Better?
Yes.
Okay. I will still go to a Blockbuster from time to time. If I'm in between Netflix and I'm in the middle of a season of a television show that I've gotten really into. I did this once with Mad Men when I watched season one of Mad Men on
and
the DVD.
Yeah, you felt,
I wanted to
you
keep
felt
watching
your choices
it. I went to Blockbuster. That's okay. But I was scared when I was in there.
And you should be. Those people, I like to imagine folks like this. Sorry, you guys. I'm just going to go ahead and like lay down now. I like to imagine folks like this. It's very interesting to me when you see somebody working in a retail position. And for whatever reason, you know, something's off. You know, they're rude or they don't feel like they know what they're doing or they're just weird. And I want to know so badly, without stalking, because I'm not into that, what their life is like when their shift is over. You know, like Eyebrow Girl. I've thought about her several times. Like, what does she do when
she one day?
I want to follow her, but I'm afraid I'm going to follow her into some place, and then I'm going to be sorry.
Ollie and I have been driving around like elsewhere in the city, and I'm like, oh my God, there she is. The girl who works the girl who works a Blockbuster without eyebrows. You know, she's like that. She's almost like.
I don't. Can someone explain why the eyebrows? I mean, you know, we've all got eyebrows. Shape them a little, but don't take them off and then draw them on with like magic marker. It's so, it's unnerving. It's
good Lord. I'm kind of scared now because if this girl knows somehow that we're doing, they could find us. I have an account at this Blockbuster. They have my address.
Well, I've been to that Blockbuster. I've been there.
This girl could come to my house.
You know, I'm not saying anything about the caliber of people who work at Blockbuster as a whole, but I think at that particular location, nobody knows anything about twit.tv. I don't think that that's radar. I could put ideas in our audience's head.
Somebody could put a hit on us effectively by calling this Blockbuster saying, can I talk to the woman there without the eyebrows? Martin Sargent was talking about you. Look him up. He's in your system. You know?
And then,
don't do that to
and
me,
then,
people.
And then give him something.
This is the way I'm going to die. I can see it now.
Killed by eyebrowless woman.
I've had like the worst luck in the world over the past year or so, more than a year now. And this is the way it's finally going to put out of my misery.
Somebody in our chat room, I don't even want to call him or her out because it's so weird, says that what we've explained about the eyebrows, they do to their pubes. I mean, I understand a little shave, but then you go in with magic marker. Now that's weird. That's just a weird thing to share with everybody.
What do you draw?
Rethink that. Well, what would you draw? Like a hello world or a heart?
Like little like.
A winky face?
Like little sigils like in a Dan Brown novel.
Waldo.
Illuminati.
There he is.
There's Waldo.
He's here. He's right here. See? I didn't draw him. No, it's not where he is.
Oh, goodness. Sarah, you're very particular about your teeth.
That's true.
And Invisalign. You're very vain.
Very, very, very vain. I got good teeth.
And this is good. So do I, though. Look. Who has better teeth, everyone?
You.
Come on. Get up here. Put your grill up here. Who wins?
Me.
Come on.
Marty is from England. Now, that's not very nice.
Hey, everyone says you do.
Because I have beautiful teeth and I've had braces.
Daggle teeth.
I've had braces 4 times and then I paid for Invisalign and I floss every day. You never do.
Sorry, my family was poor and now I'm out of work. I can't afford all that. I can barely afford baking soda.
Aww. Somebody just said I had $5 million teeth. That is honestly one of the best compliments. Teeth are very important to me. OMG.
$5 million.
Not even kidding. Listen, yeah, for everyone asking why I'm wearing sunglasses, it is extremely bright, my future. No.
It's all hopped up.
It's because I...
It's like doing a show with Paula Abdul. This is ridiculous. I can't work like this.
Listen, I don't feel 100% coherent. So this just kind of helps me hide behind a facade of sanity. Is that cool with everybody? Can you guys deal with that?
God. Experts say stained teeth can make you look 13 years older, Sarah.
Stained 13? Teeth?
Yeah, they did a test. Experts say smoking and drinking coffee and drinking red wine.
Yeah.
Failure to regularly brush can put years on the average woman. So what they did, the researchers, they took photos of a model, one showing off their real gleaming white teeth, and the other one, they stained the teeth. Then they asked them how old they thought this person was.
Yeah.
On average, they said that the one with stained teeth was 44, the one with clean teeth, 31.
Hey.
Pretty dramatic.
I've had my teeth whitened a couple times over the years. And I got to tell you, this is so true because I drank a lot of coffee. I started drinking coffee in high school or whatever. And I drank so much coffee all the time. And I think probably about, early 20s or something. I started to feel especially in the back, the teeth were just kind of discolored. And even when I switched to tea, it's probably not going to do it as fast, but it's still a stain agent. And I got some, they get you these trays that the dentist makes you. They're custom trays and you put the stuff in it and you kind of wear them for a couple hours or whatever. And I'm telling you, after the treatment was over, people would be like, oh my God, your teeth look great. What did you do? Like they weren't quite sure that I had lightened them, but I somehow looked amazing to them. And I don't know. I can see how people would think that if you don't have sort of these bright, beautiful teeth, that you might be a little older than you are, which sucks.
I've done that also years ago, and I need to do it again because I'm an enophile. I drink a lot of red wine.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
your
I
teeth
do.
Are red, actually. they have a pink sheen that actually doesn't ever really.
By 11 o'clock at night, they are definitely, but. I'm not a wino. I'm whyish.
Booyah.
Yeah, I got to get that done again.
And for the foot,
it hurts. It hurts really. It hurts. Like the acid
because it makes
like,
your teeth so sensitive and it can hurt your gums. Yeah, it's not like I'm saying everyone should go out and get their teeth whitened. I went through my dentist and it was a safe procedure, but it's costly and there are risks involved. And there are a few folks, I don't know that they're disagreeing with us, but saying, teeth that are too white are just awful. And that's true. You don't want to go overboard. You just kind of want to, take it a shade up if you can safely. Right.
When my mom was pregnant with me, she apparently took some morning sickness medication and it stained my teeth brown. So she felt so badly about it. She had my teeth whitened when I was like in high school or junior high.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you had your teeth whitened before like teeth whitening was even done.
Yeah, because she felt so bad about it. I don't know anybody who had their teeth whitened. Because there was like little brown stains on it. It looked like I had poo on my teeth.
Well, you know what that is? That's Gloria Sargent caring about how much play her son may or may not get because of his teeth. That's good mothering.
I wonder what else that stuff she took when I was in the womb did to me.
I might ask my mother the same thing. Hey, Mom, why am I so crazy? What did you do?
Wait. This is another good story. I didn't know this was possible. I couldn't believe it when I read it. It's a wedding night. It's their wedding night, Sarah.
Who's?
They're getting it on, this husband and wife.
Who is?
Getting it on. It's Mike and Julie Boyd. They're getting on. Leo? That'll do. They're getting it on. She finds out that she is horribly allergic to his semen.
His baby butter, as we call it. Man chowder.
Like. Really painfully so. Like she said, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the pain? A 10.
Well,
it's like hydrochloric acid.
Am I being naive here, or do they have two like really easy solutions for this that would not keep them from having
No. Yes, there yes. Okay, so yeah, you wear there are two easy ones. Snip snip or wear a turtle, wrap it up. But
wear a turtle? Is that like a Jimmy hat?
I was gonna do a turtleneck thing, but that's something different and it wasn't working.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Well, I was going to say safe sex, wear a Jimmy.
Yeah. Which is what they were doing before they got married.
Or let's say you're married and whatever. I mean, it can be you can think of it as a hose. You just point it wherever when the time comes. I've never even taken sex ed, so all of this to me is hearsay.
Would you do that
but
pantomime
that's what
again?
I would think.
Would you please do that pantomime again that you just did?
No.
With the hose?
No. I was way up here too. Like, who am I been hanging out with?
Seriously. You dating Snuffleupagus? Good heavens.
Oh,
these
God.
People probably never be able to have children, or at least not naturally. The pain was like, the pain that I was feeling inside was like somebody sticking needles up inside me, like a real painful burning. The pain at times blisters.
Some other issue.
Would go on for weeks, she said.
Sounds like a venereal disease.
Yeah, seriously.
The boyfriend or husband may or may not have anything.
Right. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's not the...
Maybe you have syphilis and are days away from going blind, actually. You really may want to see a medical expert.
Yeah, this isn't the kind of thing you take to Meredith and Matt on Good Morning America. You go to a clinic, Toot Sweet. This is where they talked about this on Good Morning America.
Oh, right. I don't know to make of it. I mean, the whole thing sounds like an excuse to get out of doing whoopee. Mm-hmm. I've never heard.
I feel like I've heard of other women who, there is certain people that they've been with who it is uncomfortable more than others. Is this true?
I don't know. Have I pulled the same people that you have? Or are you just asking me? I would. Yeah. I would say that, yes, there are, but that's just the way, procreation works. People kind of match up with other people that they go, I don't want to do that again. And there are other people you go, I don't want to do that again. It was uncomfortable and unpleasant for me for four different reasons. But I have heard of people being allergic to certain things in condoms, like certain kinds of condoms giving allergic reactions. I mean, I've heard of people having venereal diseases, but I've never heard of anybody being allergic to and I pardon the use of the word spunk, but you know, just so we all are in the loop on what we're talking about. I've just never heard of it. And maybe it's a deep dark secret that women across the globe are not sharing. Let this be your forum.
Might be dietary. Like what's this
dietary?
What? Eating?
The whole thing is blown out of I don't know. Whatever. Maybe those two should not have children. Maybe it's just her way of saying, this guy is going to be such a deadbeat dad, and I have such ESPN that it's painful already now, and I don't want to do it.
They're not meant to be together.
No, they're not. Sorry. I'm very sorry for your imminent breakup.
Speaking of God's way, do you know, Sarah, why kissing developed? Have you ever wondered why? It's kind of a strange thing. Why do we kiss? Why is there that instinctual urge when you first are with somebody and it's going well? Why do you have that urge to kiss? What does it mean? Is it the baby bird being fed by the mother? What is the cause of this? Is it a food regurgitation thing? What is it to make her stop talking?
I don't know. That's a very good question because it's such a fun thing, you know, like kissing feels so good and everything. But I happen to have, I have a little weirdness about the kissing. The kissing just sort of like smoochy, smoochy, let's get drunk and make out whole thing. It does not jive with me because I'm so terrified of herpes. And I see like drunk people making out with all sorts of other drunk people and they're sweaty and they smell like Miller Lite. Oh, and I look at them and I think they've all got herpes now. I mean, you can't just kiss anybody, right?
I've seen you suck in face with random guys at every bar we've ever been to.
You have not, you know that I don't do that. I do a lot of really inappropriate things, but I do not kiss random strangers. I don't. I know this to be true because I'm afraid of herpes.
Random coworkers.
Random to whom?
Well, they say that kissing was developed to spread germs. Yeah. It kind of makes sense. You know, it's, you know, to build up immune protection so that when the baby finally develops, it's going to be okay. This is why this is done. They think this is the hypothesis coming out of University of Leeds. It's an interesting theory.
It is. It is an interesting theory. The whole, you know, I'm obviously particularly sensitive to germ type, you know, scenarios these days. And I mean, it's true, you know. Kissing around, I mean, that's the way that germs get around.
You said something that I just caught up to. Can you really get herpes from kissing?
Yes. Why would you ask me this? It makes me fear for your level of education.
Herpes.
Herpes, not genital herpes, unless you're kissing that. Mouth-to-mouth herpes. You know, people who have those big cold sores, that's what it is. And I don't. You know, I've got a lot on my plate right now. I don't need that. I'm, like I said, vain.
I think that maybe we should just, I've got stories here about beer getting stronger and another one about wine, but I'm thinking we just play Tweet Beat and get out of here.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm with thinking you, brother man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat.
Hey, everyone, it's time to play the game the whole internet's been buzzing about. I call it Tweet Beat. Sarah, let me explain to you, remind you how we play the game. I like the kicky action there, by the way. Sarah, I'm going to say two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those words or phrases has been tweeted more times over the past 24 hours or in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Let me give you an example just to make sure you understand. If I were to say which has a louder tweet beat, Oprah Winfrey or Wilford Brimley, you might say...
What was the first one?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Or Wilford Brimley. Yeah, you would. Oprah yeah. Winfrey. She's not
because
doing
I don't know why.
She's taking her show to cable.
Oh, she is?
Wilford Brimley, diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
All right. You know what? So, we both need cats that look like Wilford Brimley, but that's not for this discussion. Something else.
Hello, cat.
And they really do. It's amazing. I mean, the man is feline. Anyway.
So, we're going to do best 2 out of 3 with these, and that really sets up a good betting situation. So let's put a little wager on it. What shall we play for?
Well, I hate to admit that my immune system is compromised to the point where playing for drinks would be unwise at this juncture. I think we might want to play for something else. What, by the way, what was all this business about? Those grab bags from a few weeks ago being tuna sandwiches, were they really?
Oh, and I left them up in the Petaluma. Oh, man.
Were they really?
Yeah.
You told me there wasn't any food and I was hungry that day. What's the matter with you?
Those tuna sandwiches have been sitting up in Leo's office since the last time we were up there. Oh, boy.
Seriously. Like, no, I was like, no. When the show was over and the cameras were off, I was like, no, seriously, I'm hungry. Is there any food in there? And you were like, no, there's no food. So I left it alone. And it turns out that you just wanted me to freaking, I don't know, have a seizure or something. What a jerk. Jerk head.
Yikes.
Now I want to play for drinks and I want to beat you.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, health be damned, right? Let's do it.
Do it.
All right. Here, we'll play for some drinks. Some drinks. Here's your first challenge. By the way, I perform these tests today at around 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. Which of the following has a louder tweet beat? I Justine or Sweet 16?
Ooh.
I Justine or Sweet 16.
Man, I Justine is kind of on fire. Wasn't she like on like Law and Order Special Victims Unit dying? And then yeah, I think she was also on The Price to Right. And she also she tweets a lot. So, you know, she probably gets retweeted a lot. And Sweet 16 is like, I mean, I guess it's it's like an MTV show or whatever. I don't even know if it's on anymore. I got to go with I Justine.
If it's somebody's birthday, their 16th birthday, and people are wishing them a happy birthday over Twitter, that's 1/365 of the population who's turning 16.
Yeah, but they're not all on Twitter, and they don't talk as much as I Justine does.
That's for sure. I stopped following her.
I Justine for the win. Final answer.
Really?
Yep.
Judges. God, I can't believe I Justine wins something again. I hate her. I Justine, 637. Sweet 16, 313.
Ooh, I Justine, God. I mean, by 100%. You have to know that you will never beat I Justine. It's mathematically impossible. I Justine will only grow and take your strength and use it for her power. She gets on Mad Men, though. I'm taking her out behind the, you know, the shed. There's a limit, okay? Thank you.
Jesus. All right. Here's the next one.
All right.
Speaking of internet celebrities I hate, Kevin Rose.
I hate him
today. If I was reading this article about some tea that costs like $100,000,
Yeah.
I wrote him a note. I'm like, Kevin, have you tried? He's like, oh, yeah, I brought a whole bunch of it back from China. You want some? Serious, too. Thanks, Kevin. No, I'd actually, how about give me $15 so I can buy groceries? Bastard. just kidding. Yes, I will take you up on that tea, Kev, like you're watching. All right, here is your next challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? The Hangover or Week to Be Over?
Is it The Hangover?
The Hangover.
Like the letter A.
No, T-H-E.
Oh, The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Okay, so The Hangover is a movie. I know that. I didn't see it. A lot of people told me it was really funny. So maybe it's like out on DVD now or something.
I liked it. You should see it.
And, you know, people could also say something like, you know, The Hangover I'm going to have tomorrow sucks, but man, is this night the best? Whatever. Mm. And then, you know, of course, a hangover is something that would make you want the week to be over. Week to be over, people complain about that all the time. We always want the week to be over. Just, you don't need to say it on Twitter anymore.
For this week to be over.
Oh, week to be over.
I just don't ever want this week to be over.
Yeah. Feeling a little sad today. Just can't wait for this week to be over.
Kind
hashtag
of adapt,
trying to get ex-boyfriend's attention. Sometimes girls just, they wear me out, you know. God, stop being so transparent. The Hangover or Week to Be Over? The Hangover or Week to Be Over?
Good one, isn't it?
I think. Ooh, well. I did see, I think it was on my Tumblr feed, somebody dressed up as like one of the guys from The Hangover because there's a baby in the movie.
I don't remember.
But I don't know why that would like be like such a topic on Twitter unless that was like a really popular Halloween costume that people are still like sending out pictures of.
I don't even remember that character. Chat room, was there a baby in that movie?
I thought that's what he said. His costume was The Hangover.
I saw it. Honestly, I was so hungover when I saw it. There was a baby in the
movie. Maybe I completely misread what his Halloween costume was. Maybe his Halloween costume was, I'm hungover and now I have a newborn. Ha ha ha. Okay. Because maybe. I was so dumb. I had a baby last night.
Anyway.
That's sort of funny.
Yeah, that's right. Zach Galifianakis has a baby on his chest or something. That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to go with The Hangover. Let's go nuts, right? I'm on a roll.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Final. Well, judges, I can't wait for this show to be over because you are correct. Hangover 347, week to be over 101.
Wonderful.
Oh, boy. What this means is you've won. What it also means, Sarah, is I'm going to give you an opportunity here to double your drinking pleasure.
Oh my God. You know, by the way, can I just say really quickly that in my Twit IRC chat room, both of the Google ads is herpes gone in 72 hours and dating with herpes.
Mine is too. Is it that dynamic?
How do they know?
It that dynamic? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
All right. Well, listen, here is the double or nothing. Yes, okay. Molly, we're still going. We're almost done. We're on the last tweet beat, darling.
I can hear her cackle.
She wants to go to the bar. Do you want to go?
Totally. I can drink water.
Awesome. Yeah, right. Just like you did last night.
Don't scare my poor mother who watches the show.
Not
Mom, I'm drinking water and I'm flying high on my lorazepam, all as well.
Molly, the chat room's calling me whipped.
You are whipped.
Shut up. No, I'm not dating Molly Wood. I'm dating Darcy Wood. That's an old joke. All right, here is your final for double or nothing. Can we do double or nothing?
Yeah, Yeah.
You up for it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Gonna roll the dice? All right, here it is. Final one. This is for it. And then we're gonna get out of here for the week. Which has a louder tweet beat? Healthcare plan or Rue McClanahan?
Oh.
Healthcare plan or Rue McClanahan?
Well, this is a stumper. Stumpity stumpers. Rue McClanahan or a healthcare plan. Now, please don't tell me Rue McClanahan died because I can't take it.
No.
Rue McClanahan died.
Thank God. No, she did not. Thank God. I thought somebody told me she was already dead.
No.
And I was afraid. No. Blanche Devereaux does not die. I thought the only one we had left was Rose Nyland.
She's never going to die. Have you seen Betty White on like the late night shows lately? She's killing it. She's getting funnier. It's crazy.
She's getting dirty.
She is getting dirty. I've noticed that. And she's kind of like, when people laugh, you know?
I will say, though, I love Betty White. Rue McClanahan is having heart surgery.
Well, I don't like to hear that.
Okay. So, healthcare plan or Rue McClanahan?
Well, this is one of these tweet beat scenarios where, by golly, I don't know which fork in the road to take, but I have to go with my gut. My gut, by the way, is destroyed of all good and bad flora right now. So I don't even know why I'm listening to my gut. All it does is upchuck my breakfast half the time. But it is my body and I'm keeping it. So Rue McClanahan is part of, as many other things that she's done, Broadway theater and Mama's Family and the whole thing. Golden Girls is what I would consider to be a very beloved, even geeky sitcom from yesteryear.
Healthcare plan,
always a hot topic, always a hot issue. Some people, anyway, certainly is for me right now. Tell you what, had just about enough of my insurance company. But I'm going to go with Rue McClanahan because I want to believe that everyone is wishing her good thoughts going into her rather major surgical procedure. And I want her to be well. And I wish I knew about this beforehand. Rue McClanahan, Blanche Devereaux, bring me home. Double or nothing. I'm thirsty.
Final?
Yeah.
Guys. I do declare you are incorrect.
What?
Healthcare plan 340, Rue McClanahan 279.
That is like the most depressing, awful thing. I thought I knew you, Twitter. God. I thought I knew you.
It's a wash. And with that, episode 42. The answer to every episode
is
done. Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Until next week, have fun.
And Twiff's out.